Well, I think one thing we're going to do right out of the gate is define what pro-life is.
Scott Klusendorf talking about his presentation at the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
That term is now being confused. It's being put up for grabs, and we're going to make clear what the pro-life syllogism is, how we can make that case for life with people who don't accept biblical authority, who maybe don't even know what it is we stand for, and are subject to being confused. So there's a crying need to clarify what pro-life means, what our actual arguments are, and then we'll look at five bad ways people argue against the pro-life case in the public square so that we can be prepared to give good, solid, Christ-honoring answers.
You can meet and hear Scott Klusendorf making the case for life at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th in Collinsville, Illinois. Learn more about conference speakers and topics and register at issuesetc.org.
It's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you.
Exactly. Okay, well.
That's called mental illness, if I'm not correct.
Christians believe that God talks to them through His Word. This is a basic Christian belief and not something that really should be held up for mocking or ridicule.
Conservatives in America believe in limited government. Fascists believe in unlimited government. Conservatives tend to believe in objective morality. Fascists reject it.
Death is to wander away from the home of your father. Death is losing the home He prepared for you to live in. Death is exiling yourself from His embrace and His love.
This is Tony from upstate South Carolina, and LTL Freight Haulers love Issues Etc.
This is from the Chicago Tribune under the headline, "More Women Seem to Be Crossing State Lines to Have Abortions in Illinois." More women appear to be traveling out of state to have an abortion in Illinois, even as the total number of terminated pregnancies statewide decreases, according to a most recent figures from the Illinois Department of Public Health. In 2016 alone, over 4,500 women crossed the line to have an abortion in Illinois. What's going on here? Why is the abortion industry so successful in Illinois and seems to be flagging in other states? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, March the 2nd. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about women crossing state lines to have abortions in Illinois. Emily Trzezinski is going to join us from Illinois Right to Life. After that, part two of a series on men, women, and marriage. Pastor Jonathan Connor, author of the booklet Two Views of the World, a brief look at how and why men and women communicate, will be with us. Pastor Chris Roseboy joins us for This Week in Pop American Christianity. Today is the death of Billy Graham, a prophetic end time sign. Some are saying that it is. We'll see what Chris says about it. And then we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Simple game we like to play with our listeners where we play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. You listen and then you give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. And you vote for which of them will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Joining us to talk about women crossing state lines to have abortions in Illinois, Emily Trzezinski, Executive Director of Illinois Right to Life. Emily, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks so much for having me.
Why is the abortion industry proved so popular and so successful in Illinois and not in other states?
Well, you know, Illinois is one of the last remaining abortion oases in the country. And so the abortion lobby and Planned Parenthood are pouring so much of their money and their time and energy into Illinois to try and keep a stronghold in the Midwest. And so that's really why so much of their attention is focused on Illinois. And really, it's all fueled by our politicians. We have corrupt politicians and a pay-to-play mentality where the abortion lobby and Planned Parenthood will fund the campaigns of the politicians, then the politicians will go and pass the most extreme pro-abortion laws in the entire country. And then they will increase the number of abortions. And that's why after the most recent bill was passed, House Bill 40, which forces taxpayer funding of abortions through all 9 months of pregnancy, then Planned Parenthood goes and builds five new clinics so that they can bring in all the new revenue that they have just been given through this cycle of the politicians funding the abortion lobby in Illinois.
On the bright side of this, of course, this comes with a decrease in the number of abortions, even in a state like Illinois. What do you have to say about that?
Well, that's so true. In Illinois, we are at the lowest level since 1973 for the number of abortions. So despite the fact that they're trying so hard to build Illinois up in the number of abortions and the kinds of abortions, the pro-life movement in Illinois has done a phenomenal job of responding to this and really doing everything they can to tell women that abortion isn't your only option, that there is a beautiful, loving adoption. There's parenting. There's all kinds of support there for you, that you don't have to choose abortion. And so that's why you see these desperate attempts by Planned Parenthood, where they are forcing pregnancy centers to basically be their advertisements so that they can try and increase their numbers. So the pro-life movement in Illinois is alive and well and strong, and that's really the credit that is given for all of the hard work to keep abortions down in Illinois.
So let's talk a little bit about the Illinois governor's track record when it comes to abortion. No one really on the pro-life side really expected anything great from him, but talk about it if you would.
Sure. So Governor Rauner, when he was a candidate for governor, he specifically told the pro-life movement, I am not coming to do anything with social agendas. I do not want to be involved in abortions and other issues. I just want to fix the state. And so he immediately went back on that campaign promise to pro-lifers and conservatives in Illinois by passing Senate Bill 1564, which forces all of our pregnancy centers in Illinois to refer for abortions, to discuss the benefits of abortions with their clients that come in seeking other resources. Obviously, this is a huge violation of our First Amendment right, freedom of speech, and freedom of religion, freedom of association. So that was really the first thing that really showed us that he was out to attack the pro-life movement and to attack women and their unborn children. And then he passed House Bill 40 after promising us directly that he would veto this bill. He signed it into law, which forces all Illinoisans to pay for abortions through all 9 months of pregnancy. And all the tax money is going to abortions now that could be 9 months of pregnancy, regardless of any reason that that child was being aborted. It doesn't matter if it's because it's a girl and they wanted a boy or because the baby has Down syndrome. Now that's all being funded with our tax dollars.
So how is this? I often think of this in terms of kind of Illinois exporting abortion, even though the women are coming here to have the abortion. It's become now a product that Illinois exports to bordering states. Is that a helpful way of thinking about it?
You know, I really think it is, because what they're doing is they're going into other states like Indiana and Ohio, and they're advertising. They're literally advertising for them to come over and have Illinois be the dumping ground. And so they are also paying for women to travel to Illinois. They put them up in hotels. They get them transportation to and from so that Illinois can be that. They call it the abortion oasis. And so I would absolutely say that they're exporting abortions. They're doing everything they can to circumvent laws that were put on the books based on science and reason and facts, and they're doing everything they can to circumvent those laws.
How many abortion clinics or abortion-providing facilities currently operate within the state of Illinois?
You know, it's interesting because no Planned Parenthood in Illinois is licensed or inspected by the state of Illinois. So if you ask that same question to the Illinois Department of Public Health, they would say they don't know, because they don't actually monitor these clinics. So from our research, we know that there is between 21 and 24 clinics that specifically focus on abortion. However, there could be as many as 36 that basically hide themselves so that you can't really know that there are abortion clinics, but they will do abortions if a woman comes and asks.
Do you think it's possible in the future to get the kind of incremental legislation in the state of Illinois that other states have seen, that have reduced the number not only of abortions, but actually ended up happily reducing the number of abortion clinics, too.
You know, we believe, and I mean we as in the pro-life movement in Illinois, believe that the answer is absolutely. And that's why we work every single day to try and accomplish that. Just a few years ago, we were finally able to pass parental notification. Now, the majority of the West Midwest has parental consent, but we were finally able to pass parental notification, and we noticed an immediate decline in abortions on minor girls, on girls under the age of 17. So I think that it's definitely possible. This past year, we were able to get a bill passed that prevented nurse practitioners from being able to do abortions or prescribe the abortion pill. So it's an extremely difficult battle. We can't even get politicians to inspect abortion clinics regularly. And these are clinics that insert surgical tools into a woman's body. But tanning salons and nursing homes are inspected an average of once a year. But abortion clinics with Planned Parenthood haven't been inspected since 1999. So we definitely face a very difficult uphill battle, but we continue to work very hard to try and pass any kind of legislation we can.
How does that happen, Emily, that these clinics that are performing, in many cases, dangerous procedures, obviously dangerous to the unborn, but also in cases dangerous to the women undergoing the abortion, how is it that they are not only not reporting, which is unthinkable, but not even being inspected or regulated in any way like that? How does that happen?
Well, what happens is the General Assembly in Illinois will pass a law that looks nice and it feels warm and fuzzy that, oh, it's going to license abortion clinics, it's going to inspect them. But then Planned Parenthood finds a loophole. And so what they have asserted to the state of Illinois is, well, more than 51% of our business is not abortion, because they count when a woman comes in for an abortion, we give her a pregnancy test, we give her counseling, we give her follow-up care, and we give her an abortion. So they say, well, abortion is only 25% of what we did. Therefore, because we don't do abortions as more than 50% of our business, we are not required by law to be inspected or licensed. And so that's how they get around those laws. And so we go to the General Assembly and explain it to them, and they don't believe it. We read the law to them, and they don't believe it. Or they try to cover it up by saying there are some clinics that are licensed. So it's really this game of how general can we be when we pass laws, or what loopholes can we leave open for Planned Parenthood that Planned Parenthood likes to take advantage of.
How would you respond to someone who says, look, Illinois is a blue state, even prominent Republican leaders are openly pro-choice, it's futile to fight the pro-life cause in the land of Lincoln? How would you respond to that, Emily?
Oh, I would say that is absolutely not true, because of the fact that every one baby that we save, every one baby, makes it all worth it, because that one child's life is going to change the course of history. And I can tell you, I've been on the phone with so many women and women who have talked out of having an abortion, and their gratitude and their lives that were almost in shambles, but they decided to choose life. And the way they feel now with their child is life-changing for them. So I would encourage those who would think that to remember that we have to start somewhere, and we have to go into the belly of the beast if we are ever going to bring the pro-life movement to fruition, if we're ever going to win this abortion fight. We can never give up, and we can never lose sight of that one unborn child, of that one woman who is suffering, that we need to save that one. So that is our focus in Illinois, and that will continue to be our focus, and we will continue to do everything we can to reverse the tide here in Illinois.
Emily Trzynski is Executive Director of Illinois Right to Life. We'll post a link to their website under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Emily, thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Thanks so much for having me.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Pastor Jonathan Connor, part two of a series we began with him on men, women, and marriage. Last time we talked about the how and the why of men and women communicating with one another, respectively. We're going to talk about the deepest needs that men have and that women have as well when they communicate in marriage. Pastor Jonathan Connor will be our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
Memoria Press now offers 6 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for students with special needs. These full-year curriculum packages for children with learning challenges enable you to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art, poetry, science, history, Latin, literature, and Christian studies with incremental classical methods. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR17 to save on resources for your home or school.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
40 years greatly blessed is this year's theme at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. We engage young adults in a Christ-centered environment and provide an alternative to secular public high schools. Please help us provide tuition assistance to more students by making a special 40th anniversary tax-deductible gift at melhs.org and click on the giving page. Or call me, Dr. Jay Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.
How did Christian communities in the past respond to godless cultures? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is titled Embracing Godly Character, The Christian Community's Response to a Godless Culture. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or learn more about embracing godly character at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Embracing Godly Character, 1-800-325-3040.